Representative Kerry Pigman, a Republican from Sebring, is the bill's sponsor in the House. He says the measure has nothing to do with the procedure of abortion. And he says the term born alive is unambiguously defined in the bill.
It defines a born alive infant as one who draws a breath, has a beating heart, or makes voluntary movement.
Pigman says his bill would require humane and professional medical treatment for a born alive infant, no matter how the infant enters the world. It would also stipulate that the mother of a born-alive infant who has sought an abortion would be presumed to have surrendered her child. Finally, it would put a reporting procedure in place. But Representative Clovis Watson, a Democrat from Gainesville, says he has some concerns about what that would mean for a mother who felt she had no choice but to have an abortion.
You have a mother who is at a late term, has an abortion, reluctantly because her life is threatened and her doctor tells her so. She doesn't want to have the abortion, but she has to save her life. The baby lives. She automatically loses the right to that baby.
And Representative Joe Saunders, a Democrat from Orlando, says he takes issue with the implication contained in that piece of the bill.
My problem with this language is that it assumes the worst about a woman. It assumes that she's ending a pregnancy because she doesn't want the child. I feel like that's the sort of subtext of that language. When we know that most of the pregnancies that are ended and where this scenario in your bill could play out would be ones where an impossible decision is presented to a woman where she has to make a decision between her own health care, her own life.
But Representative Pigman says before the surrender becomes official, a judge must hear the case. And Pigman says in a case like that, the judge could side with the biological mother.
In that circumstance, the child is going to be preterm, likely, and will go to a hospital for resuscitation and treatment. The section of the one that involves surrender does involve a rebuttable period. The decision on who gets responsibility or custody of the child is not final until a judge reports, and that kind of testimony could be provided in court, and perhaps that child could be returned to the biologic mother.
But Saunders says he'd like to see the language flipped.
I'm challenged by the idea that we would force that same woman who's just gone through an impossible choice, probably some really awful medical situations, to then defend her right.
Saunders says instead, why not assume the mother wants to keep the child, but leave room for judges to ask more questions about parental rights in some cases? And Pigman says that's something he'd be willing to consider as the bill moves forward. Pigman also said he'd consider another of Saunders' suggestions, adding a provision called the Neutrality Clause that Saunders says is included in similar federal legislation.
It's language that makes clear that the purpose of this law is not to challenge a woman's constitutional right to end a pregnancy.
But Pigman denied Saunders' proposal to add the legislation through an amendment in this meeting, calling the proposed amendment unfriendly. The measure passed through the committee 10-2. A similar bill in the Senate has not yet been heard. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.